Hello. We have been here for 2 days only, and I'm afraid I don't know a single word in Persian. So I shall congratulate you in lingua franca of European universities, and it's a university anthem, European University Anthem, that starts with Gaudiamus sigitur juvenes dum sumus. This is for young people. We work with young people, and that helps us to stand young for a long time. So, my presentation will be about our experience with joint degrees, how intensive international mobility helped us to develop and implement these joint degrees, and how mobility is incorporated in these joint degrees. So, we should talk about our university. I will give you some information about changes that happened after 1989 in Bulgarian higher education in terms of international cooperation. We will talk about why we need of international education. Some information will be given about the participation of UCTN in the European educational programs for higher education. What kind of joint degree options exist in Europe at the moment? And what are the joint and double degrees offered by UCTN? And something very important, what kind of employment, what is the level of employment of graduates from these joint degree courses. This is the picture of our university. It is located in a very nice part of Sofia, near the Vitusha Mountain. Vitusha Mountain is famous for its beauty and ski resorts. Even we have a ski way, which is open during the night, so students can go for skiing even if they want in the midnight. University was founded in 1963. Currently it has 3,000 students and 400 staff. Compared to the scale of university is here in Tehran or University of Santiago de Compostela, it's a boutique university. But believe me, it's a very, very dynamic, flexible and university that provides a good education. We are ranked in the top 5 universities in Bulgaria, and for our research achievements, we are in top 3 universities. We offer bachelor degree courses in chemical technology, chemical engineering, metallurgy, material science and biotechnology, biomedical engineering, ecology, control engineering and industrial management. We offer also master degree courses, PhD courses in this area. And also we offer courses taught in foreign language, because Bulgarian is not a global language, and we realize the fact that if we want to attract incoming students, we should provide courses in globally spoken languages like German, French, English. We have European credit transfer credits allocated for all courses. We provide our graduates with the European Diploma Supplement. We have active participation in European educational programs, adult education, collaboration with other Bulgarian universities. We have a special department that manages our research projects, and we have a lot of collaboration with the industry. You know that 1989 was a very important year for Europe because in many former socialist countries happened very, very deep changes, political changes and social changes. Speaking about international cooperation for Bulgarian University, there are several very important facts as before that year we didn't have any university autonomy. We depend totally on the state. And now we have some, not full autonomy, because the state gives us money. And you know that the music is offered by those who give the money. We have flexibility of curricula that was not existing before the changes. We had very, very limited international cooperation, mainly among the former socialist country. Now we have a global international cooperation that started in Shanghai, Philippines, Mongolia, Central Asia Republic, and finished in Boston and Santo Domingo in Dominican Republic. We didn't have any participation in any kind of international educational programs. And now we have been participating and we are participating in all kinds of European educational programs. Before that, no participation in university consortia. Nowadays, we have been participating in 12 Erasmus Mundus consortia, including Marhaba project, that is with the participation of this host university here. And credit transfer system, that is something very important for the internationalization of higher education. Before 89, no, now it's fully implemented. Why international education is needed? Why we are interested so much in this? Because we have global economy, global communications, and global job options. So we have to provide our experts, our graduates, to these job options that are existing globally. And managers and investors trust the quality of their own educational system. It's naturally. University quality label and university location play important role for the selection of employee. If two people go for interview for getting a job, of course, a graduate from MIT will get the job if the competitor is from another university. Joint degrees could be considered as a transfer of a quality label between universities from different countries. Something about the participation of our university in educational programs for higher education. What is our policy? Our outgoing students should cover high academic and language standards. We don't allow students that don't have enough good level to go abroad because it's our image abroad. And if our image abroad is not good, nobody will want to be our partner. We think that our professors, teachers, play a key role in initiating and executing Erasmus bilateral agreements, as well as in selecting students for mobility, because professors know students and they can select them, they can instruct them what to do and where to go. Professors who are engaged in Erasmus bilateral agreements, they are additionally stimulated to prepare their courses in globally spoken languages. This is, as I said already, very important for attracting incoming students. Bulgarian double and joint diploma students should be enrolled at UCTM and they must spend, it's compulsory, absolutely compulsory, they must spend a period or periods of study at the partner university. And something which is the last but very important, UCTM has option, our university constitution allows that, to offer tailor-made master degree courses for attracting more incoming international students. What are our main activities under the educational programs for higher education? Main activity, of course, is the student and staff mobility under TEMPUS, Erasmus, Erasmus Mundus, and now Erasmus Plus project. Speaking Erasmus Plus, I would say that we have 73 partner universities in Europe. We offer mobility almost to all European countries. We applied for Key Action 107 also, and we succeed to get a budget for mobility with China and with Vietnam, which is quite good lot for this kind of projects. Also, we had joint development of study curricula that was kind of centralized activity of former TEMPUS and Erasmus program. And because of this activity, we managed to develop actually these double and joint degrees. And we participated in several thematic networks. My European colleagues know. I don't know if our Iranian colleagues know that under the formal lifelong learning program, there was such an activity which was called thematic network. And this thematic network dealt mainly with education, educational programs, quality of education in different fields of knowledge. What are the results of our activity? About 2%. I'm very happy that this information coincides with the information of Jane. We are quite realistic about our outgoing activity. We have 2% outgoing activity. In terms of student mobility. And the majority of our foreign partners are from Germany. You may know that German engineering education is very highly appreciated in Bulgaria traditionally, so our students, so we give actually engineering degrees. Most of them want to have the Erasmus mobility to Germany. And also, I would say that chemical engineering and environmental protection are the most preferred thematic fields. What kind of joint degree options generally exist? A joint degree can be created and implemented under interinstitutional agreements based on the national legislation. This is another remark that I want to make. National legislations are very play a very important role in certification of a joint degree. There are countries where it's not possible. And never mind Greece is our neighbor. We had a lot of joint projects with Greece. We have never established joint degrees with them because their legislation doesn't allow it. So, Erasmus Mundus and Erasmus Plus sub-programs, you know very well because those are actually global programs. They offer options for project, for joint master degree and PhD courses. Generally, students participating in these joint courses get a diploma from the university where they were initially enrolled, but it's compulsory that those students have periods of study abroad at the project partner university. This is the philosophy behind the joint European Erasmus joint master degree and joint PhD. So, some examples of our experience with joint degree courses. First example is a joint diploma in environmental protection and sustainable development. That master degree course was developed under a Tempus program with the participation of United Kingdom, Germany, Belgium and Bulgaria. This program, development of this program, was based on intensive academic staff exchange. Under this project, new lecture and laboratory courses have been developed, and there was a compulsory outgoing mobility for students. We had intensive incoming staff mobility for teaching, and that course is delivered in English. It still exists, actually. And you see here an example of certificate that is issued for graduates of this course. And this picture shows where graduates of this course find their jobs. You can see that they are spread all over the world. Examples of double and joint degrees with Germany. Now, with these projects and these courses, we have almost 24 years of experience. These courses have been jointly developed with Technical University of Hamburg-Harburg, Otto von Guericke University of Magdeburg, and Leibniz University of Hannover. Actually, I would like to say that without the financial support, this joint degree and double degree could never happen. It's absolutely necessary, and you can see what kind of support we receive from different organizations and projects. Here you can see a picture of the scheme that we apply with for the double diploma with Otto von Guericke University of Magdeburg, and you see that we have outgoing mobility after bachelor degree on the level of master degree. Students are enrolled at UCTM, but at certain step of their education, they go to Magdeburg and they study for a given period there. But Magdeburg recognize the previous period of study of UCTM, and they issue German diploma for our students, and we issue a Bulgarian student, a Bulgarian diploma for the same student. With the University of Hamburg-Harburg, we have a joint diploma, and you see where we incorporated outgoing mobility of our students. So at the end of their bachelor degree study, students receive diploma that is signed by both rectors. Yes, yes. And you will see, yes. Yes, I will, I think I will finish on time. And you see, I can see here the numbers of mobilities that happened for 10 years, and we had about almost 400 students going to Germany. Of course, not all of them received this joint or double degree diploma, but mobility, intensive mobility, contributes a lot for having this cooperation and to have a lot of applicants for these double and joint degree courses. And something very important. You know, the level of employment is a very important indicator for the quality of education. And it's count when every year we have ranking of Bulgarian university. And you see that many of these graduates are employed by German companies in Bulgaria and German companies around the world. And you can read the conclusions. It's a kind of a pathway to having a good and quality education in joint and double degree. And thank you for